My name is Shane. I am 17 years old. Today is September 5th, 2019. And I'm speaking with Bobby Schaefer, who is my friend. And we're recording this interview in Mesa, Arizona. Okay, first question. What is your greatest accomplishment in life, or one of your greatest?
One of my greatest accomplishments in life? Well, I guess, I don't know about, like, accomplishments, but, like, for my age, I feel like I've traveled the world a lot more than, like, most people my age, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I feel like, you know, I've gotten to see a lot of things that other people my age haven't gotten to see, like, for instance, like, I went to Africa, I've been there twice, and, because of that, I've seen a lot of things that, like, I feel like have changed me as a person and made me a better person, and I feel like it's not necessarily an accomplishment, but I'm happy with, like, who I am as a person, and it makes me, you know, I'm just content with that.
Okay. Do you see a giraffe?
I did see a few giraffes.
Yay. Okay. Is there something about me that you always wanted to tell, like, to know, but haven't asked?
That's a hard one. I feel like that's something I'd have to think about a lot.
You're fine.
I mean, I guess I'd like to know more about, like, the story of your family and how, you know.
Okay, what do you want to know?
I don't know, just like with a lot of my friends, it's just sort of like I'd like to know the family, like, dynamic, kind of, because my family, I feel like, is really different from a lot of other people's, you know. Just like how, like, your family works at home, like, you know.
When we first started, I actually have a half brother who is my first oldest brother.
Yeah.
But as my family, like, have I said, my family started really young. My mom gave birth to her first son, my brother, Ramondo, or Weasel, at 17, and my dad at 16. They didn't do really well as, like, a married couple, because at probably when I was around 8 years old, they started getting into fights, and so I never really grew up with my mom. I always say that, like, I never really point out when people say stuff about my mom. I never try fighting back, because, like, I know how she is, and I don't want to get really into it. That's why I don't really like mom jokes or anything with that, per se. I left my mom when I was in second grade. She tries to visit us, but my dad doesn't allow her, because she's involved with drugs, she's an alcoholic, and the withdrawal from drugs, she's slowly deteriorating, and I don't know how much longer she's going to be able to stay alive. And so that's with my mom. My dad, he's never really supportive of me. He never really liked anything. The only thing that he likes a lot is orchestra. But even part of that, he doesn't like supporting the things I want to do, like dancing or the musicals or even marching band. My brothers are not really that different for me. It's that my brothers all have something in common with school. They never really want to do school stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like the first person in my family to actually graduate on time. My oldest brother didn't graduate on time. He didn't even graduate at all. But he has a GED. My second oldest brother graduated when he was 20. And my brother Ryan is still too young to graduate. But,
yeah.
And other than that, that's the only type of family I have. Everybody lives too far out.
Yeah.
Or that I'm not known of. But, yeah, that's about it.
Alright.
Can you describe one of your happiest moments?
One of my happiest moments? Well, I feel like, so last year for me was kind of like a really difficult year just in general. Like, a lot of stuff happened that just was difficult.
Yeah.
But also there were a lot of moments during that year that were some of the best of my life, you know, just like the group of friends that I had during that year, you know, was just really fun to be around. So like the first moment I think of is we were at this party at Leo's house,
mm-hmm.
and we were doing karaoke, and Tristan was just being dumb, and he like jumped up on the chair and he like took both microphones and started singing really loud into both of them. And it's just like times like that, they just like, you know, they make me smile when I think about them, and I miss that.
Mm-hmm. I honestly can like relate to that.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't have as much experiences having a lot of fun, there's still some moments. Mm-hmm. Is there any funny stories your family tells you about when that come to mind?
Like in general, or like when I was a kid?
That's
what I think of.
Probably when you're a kid, or just in general.
Well, so as a kid, for the most part, I was like a really good kid, and I didn't really ever do anything wrong. But so there was this one time in like elementary school, I think I was in first grade, where I never got in trouble at school, but my parents got this phone call, right? And they said that like the principal told them that I bit some kid, and they were like, what? My kid would never do that. And so I would guess I was in the lunch line, and I was really hungry, and this kid cut in front of me, so I just bit him in the shoulder, which I don't know what was going through my head, because that doesn't sound like something I would do, but yeah, so that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Do you like retain anything? Do you like
about that moment? I kind of remember it, but I can't figure out like the process that my mind went through. I don't know.
So you did bite someone.
I did definitely actually do it.
Okay, that's funny. Do you have a nickname or like a story how you got a nickname?
I mean, not really.
So you don't
I go
have
by name. Bobby. That's technically not my name because my name's Robert.
Oh yeah.
But I was named after my grandpa, and he goes by Bob. But and actually most of my family calls me Bob. Like the people who are really close to me, and the people most of them like people who are close to me and older than me, they all call me Bob. And I don't know, that's just something that like only certain people do that is just like my whole family does, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Is there a reason why you prefer Bobby over Robert?
I don't think so. I just kind of have always gone by Bobby. I know that when I was like a baby, my dad thought it was really funny to call me Bob because like that's not a name for a baby. So they'd call me Baby Bob. And I guess because of that, I always like stuck more around that than like Robert, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know.
Okay. Okay, hard hitter, do you have any regrets?
Not really. I feel like I'm not far enough into my life to really say that I have any regrets. But I don't know. I feel like my life is going in the right direction. I'm more concerned about the future than the past right now.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a favorite memory of me?
A favorite memory of you?
I don't know why I'm laughing.
The first one that comes to mind is when we were at Carlin's house.
Would you like
you
to...
You saw the physics book, and there was the ice skating guy on it, and you just turned to us and you said, physics, and you dabbed, and we didn't know what was going on. I don't know, just little things like that. Little things when you do something unexpected.
So you like...
Those are my favorite moments with you, probably.
Quirky moments? Dumb quirky
sure.
moments?
Yeah.
If this is our last conversation, is there anything you would want to say to me?
That's
or do you
deep
want,
one.
Or do you want to come back to this one?
We can... We can do that, I guess.
Okay, gives you time. Is there any positive moments or moments of your life that shaped you who you are today, or negative ones?
Well, like I said, the whole thing with just, like, traveling and going to, like, third world countries and stuff and seeing how other people live has really shaped me as a person, because it's made me more grateful for what I have, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've honestly just grown up around a really good, like, family, and because of that, I'm really grateful for that, and I feel like it's really helped me to, like, become who I am, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Good. I got that one. Okay. Is there something, like, that I've meant to you? Like, is there, like, a moment where, like, it's kind of hard to describe. Or how about this? Okay. So when I became your friend in freshman year, that was like, freshman year was just a weird vibe because you're new to the school.
Yeah, it's just freshman year is weird.
And I honestly didn't know if I was going to actually be friends with you. Like, out of like a lot of people, I don't know how we actually met. I think it's just like through like assignments working in world history, and there's like a lot of things that like, okay, there's like a lot of things that I'm grateful because like how long I met you, like you introduced me to like so many different things. Like I didn't start dancing until junior year, and I'm like, I really regret not trying out my sophomore year with you, because I felt like that would have been really fun having three extra years just to dance. Same thing with the musical. I remember the day of the musical auditions, you told me about it, and I didn't know what was going on, and so I just auditioned for it. And honestly, that's one of the like most memorable moments, going to the ASU Gamage and performing. That was really fun. And also with singing, like, I know I'm not the best singer, but I really like singing, and you telling me just to audition for the fun of it was just a good experience. Like, it helped with auditions and music, and I just really appreciate that you did that for me. Okay. Okay. Going back to this one, if this was our last conversation, is there anything you want to say to me?
Well, if this was our last conversation, I guess just that I care about you, you know, and you're one of my best friends, and I really appreciate you, and I don't know.
I don't wanna
That's
cry.
About it.
I don't want to cry. Oh my. Okay, thank you. Okay, this is a really weird one, but if you were to die suddenly this evening, was one regret. What would you most regret having not told somebody? Like, if there's something you're supposed to tell to somebody, like if you wanted to say something to somebody, what was that one thing you want to say?
Well, I guess I would, I don't know. I feel like there are some things in my relationship with Athena that I feel like could still be resolved, and while I don't necessarily feel like I want to do that right now, I think maybe in the future that's something that we could talk about. So I guess that's something that I would regret not talking about.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Well, so like all last year was real hard.
Yeah.
I was talking earlier about like that moment with Tristan at Leo's party, you know, and he was really funny. He was a great person to be around. So just that whole year was really hard because, you know, everybody kind of just abandoned him. And the thing is, he did some things that were not good, you know, and he made some really bad decisions, but I always felt like friends are just supposed to be there for each other, you know? And so when everybody turned against him, it was really hard for me to figure out where I fit in that because, you know, I still wanted to be friends with him, but then I also, it was hard to be around them when they would talk bad about him and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of just put a whole, that mood kind of just was there the whole year, you know? And that was probably where all of that stuff started.
Yeah. One moment is like about when we were first introduced to the band Hers. That's probably one of the like most difficult moments in this year. Like sometimes I'll be listening to their songs and I'll still get sad about it and I'll still regret not going to the concert with you guys.
Yeah.
But as time went on, I just appreciate them even more and I appreciate you guys like actually listening with them with me.
Yeah.
And just having, like, not even jam sessions, just listening to it and just singing together really, like, uplifted the mood a lot. And it helped me, you, Carlin, and Jaden, like, just have more fun.
Yeah, I mean, having all of you guys to, like, help through that, because that was definitely one of the harder things about last year, because, you know, I was already going through a lot, and they were kind of my escape from that, listening to their music. So when they died, it was really difficult. Because I didn't feel like I had that anymore. And whenever I listened to their music, it made me feel worse, you know? But
yeah,
it was nice having you guys because it helped me find closure a little bit easier, you know? And,
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say something right now. Is there anything you want to ask me? Anything in particular?
I don't think so. This is a pretty good conversation.
Yeah. Well, thank you for letting me interview. And just like one last thing is just I really appreciate how open you are to this. Because like honestly, like even now I'm starting to cry again. But like even like there's moments where I hate talking about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some moments where I want to share everything with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I just appreciate that you're here to listen. Even though we still text and talk in general, I just appreciate you actually expressing that to, like, everybody and being able to talk about it.
Yeah, well, I'm always here if you want to talk about anything, Shane.
Thank you. So, is there... Are you sure we're done?
I think so. I think this is good.
Okay. I want a hug.
I love you, Shane. I love you too, Bobby.
Oh, my God.